This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats think that we are stupid, easily led lemmings. Despite what happened to them in 2016 when we spoke loudly, and despite what happened to them on November the 3rd of this year, where we absolutely showed them that we outnumbered them in ways they never even imagined, these clowns believe that we will fall for their antics. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. I'm glad I'm hanging in there. Finally got my voice back, feeling strong, getting stronger every day. Hopefully I can last this week. It looks like my operation has been pushed off, and here's why. Because you can't test positive for COVID and have an operation. Now, you could have the flu, you could have cancer, you could have had pneumonia. For all intents and purposes, you could have tuberculosis. But if you test positive for COVID, you got to wait until you get a negative test. Now, what they tell you is this, if in case you get it, they tell you, well, we do know that, you know, 2 to 3 weeks after you are probably negative, but the test will still, you know, be positive, but you have to wait. So how do you schedule a surgery or anything else when you got to keep waiting for a negative test? Just so everybody's clear, everybody else in my family, my friends, everybody that was in contact with me, all tested negative. I got it from some mask-wearing COVID spreader. Because, you know, those masks are so protective. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. I want to thank you for the well wishes for me and my family in particular. There are many people who say, Kevin, how's everybody around you? And you should know everybody's fine. So, and we were very careful because we got other people that have to have surgeries coming up in the family and stuff like that. And, you know, you just don't want to get anybody sick. This thing is not that big of a deal if you catch it, if you know what it is, and you take, I took azithromycin, and knocked it out. And they, what's funny is the hospital goes, that's not a cure. My doctor goes, that's his receptionist. There is no cure for COVID. I go, yeah, you just get over it, like the flu. But they are redoing how you go to the hospital, who can be with you, all this stuff over a disease that has a kill rate less than the common cold. It's insanity. Lots of stuff going on, folks. Lots of deceptions, whether it's a deception of COVID, whether it's a deception of the Democrats proclaiming victory. I would hate to be a Democrat right now knowing that 71 million people, more than 3 million of 2008 Obama, blew past his number. Let me put that in perspective. So Usain Bolt ran like a 9.5 something 100 meters to set the record. It would be like somebody running a 9.2. And Usain going, what just happened? That's what Trump did. He ran a 9.200 meters. He blew by Usain Bolt, making him look like he was standing still. And people are going, now that's the fastest dude on the planet. Well, you know what you are? You prove to the left that our ideology, our way of thinking is exactly what America is about. They couldn't get the fake news media to sell it. They couldn't get the regular media or the social media giants to thwart it. They couldn't do anything to dissuade what we decided to do on November the 3rd of 2020, which is blow past the Obama numbers, making Trump the most, what's the word I'm looking for? The most dominant presidential candidate in the history of this nation. You wanted him, and you got him. And God bless him. And what Democrats hoped, and I know you know the strategy, folks, right? Democrats' clear strategy is they want to pretend that the race has been called. It's Biden. Biden's talking to world leaders against the Logan Act. But they want you to believe he's entitled to do it. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen to Joe Biden. Joe Biden's going to get the most rude awakening of his professional career in a few weeks. These recounts are going to burst his bubble, the Democrats. And if you look at my Twitter feed, I don't know if you're looking at your own or if you have one, but if you're looking at the news cycle, you know what people are saying? They're saying things like, man, this is a short-lived victory for Biden. They're talking about all the voter fraud. But see, the Democrats, they got to perpetuate this lie. They got to make people believe that voter fraud is a lie. It didn't happen. But the problem they have, as I keep coming back to, is Joe Biden is never going to be as popular as 2008 Obama. Everybody knows it. Trump, on the other hand, absolutely is. Now, you're going to do your own research. You're going to keep up with the stories about ballots, ballot harvesting, and all this. I'm going to actually have a friend of mine on who talked about what she used to do as a Democrat. I'm going to share that story with you in the second segment just because you need to hear what she said. Now, we're also going to be doing a Kev Talks with her, and we'll go in more depth, but I'll give you just the thumbnail of what she told me and the cheating that goes on in all these big cities. And it is so revealing that it's going to be mind-blowing for you, I promise you. But anyway, yeah, so what we have now is the game. And the game is, and I remember Van Jones saying it, we have the potential for the guy that wins the popular vote and loses the electoral vote. No, wins a popular vote or whatever, and the president will stay. I think that, yeah, that's what he said. We'll win the popular vote, win the electoral vote, but still won't be president. And he was setting it up. See, this is, you got to understand, this, when the Democrats do stuff, it is highly orchestrated. Right now, they're actually making a claim that Parler is owned by George Soros. Well, Dan Bongino owns Parler. And Dan's put out four or five times, I own Parler, not Soros. But that's the level they did. They did that to me with Tea Party Community. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What voter fraud? Conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? What are you talking about? Voter fraud, please. That's the last thing happening around here is voter fraud. All this is Donald Trump doesn't want to give it up. He doesn't want to admit that Joe Biden is the most popular presidential candidate in the history of America. And he proved it with his rallies, right? What did he get? Like 5-6 people? Barack Obama, what did he get? 15-20 people? Look at the numbers, people! Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Am I poking a little fun at the Democrats? Yeah. Soon we'll be poking a lot of fun at them. And I think they don't realize how big of a deal this is. I was listening to Clapper, John Brennan, Andy McCabe, all these Comey crooks, these Obama-era crooks, and you know what they're all hoping for? They're hoping Trump will give it up.
Well, Donald Trump, why don't you just give it up, man? Why don't you just please do it for the good of the country?
We got a couple of clips. I'll play them later, maybe in the second hour, because I'll be honest with you. I don't have a whole lot of energy these days because I'm still building back. Here's what I will tell you about this whole COVID thing, just for those of you who are wondering. As I said, if you get diagnosed with it and they put you on a Z-Pak, you'll be fine. Don't fight it like a flu. Don't take their flus and stuff like that and try to break fevers because it's not going to work. Get yourself a Z-Pak. You know, it'll break. The fever will break over time and you'll be fine. I'm saying this is what most people, some people it's even milder than what it was for me. But I fought it like a flu. And that'll mess you up. But what was I going to say about it? So anyway, it was something that happened to me physically. I'll think about it in a bit and I'll get back with you guys on it. Oh, I remember. So I detoxed. I ended up detoxing. In other words, once your body sweats out all that crap and you're not eating, you know, junk, particularly sugar, I'm convinced that sugar is the chemical of the devil. Okay? Let me tell you what was happening before I got this stupid COVID. I could curl my toes and my toes would cramp. And I'd have to open up my foot real quick and then kind of work out the cramp. And then my son, we do these muscle things, you know, who's got the bigger bicep. And I got really well-defined biceps. But I could only hold my bicep for about 3 seconds before it felt like what my brother would say is a charley horse or cramp. Because, again, I didn't realize how much sugar intake I had. Now, my cardiologist, he says, Kev, you got to give up sugar because that's the thing that's going to mess with your heart. And the reason why I was getting all these checkouts is because I was going to do this worldwide certification for a martial arts, which it turns out I can't do for a whole other set of reasons. But long story short, I will tell you, this whole thing, it got rid of my all that sugar that was in my body and it detoxified me. And I'm telling you, I don't cramp. I don't cramp at all. Now, I took it upon myself to say, okay, we're going back on that keto diet. I was on a keto diet where I took out all the sugars and the impurities, and I was on this very strict vitamin regimen. And I'll tell you guys a quick little story about this. Once I came off that diet, I had lost 18 pounds, and I could put my hand over the rim of the basketball rim again. I hadn't done that in years. I got out of bed that last day when I was on that diet because it whooped me, man. It was like, they said it's the equivalent of kicking heroin to get off sugar. Anyway, I could feel the spring in my step. I went to the basketball court. Whew, I'm probably 2 inches of jump before I could dunk a basketball again. That's how good I felt. Now, I don't feel quite that good, and I'm not recommending COVID as a way to do that, but my body did detox. I'm going to talk about one of my friends who was a Democrat, and she worked very hard in cheating for the Democrats. And in fact, as she tells the story, she doesn't even feel like it was cheating at the time. But before we get into that, I want to give you a little bit of good news. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan won re-election over his challenger, so the Republicans now have 50 seats in the Senate again, with the Democrats having 48, and this is reported by AP. So for a while we were 48 to 48, now we're 50 to 48, and there's two independents. So McConnell re-elected. I call that as a Senate Majority Leader. I said that was the first thing that happened in Donald Trump's second term that's good news for him, because McConnell is now solidly in Trump's corner. Anyway, these results came. They said 8 days after Election Day, Sullivan was ahead of Gross by 20 points, according to results. Now, I'm shocked that the Democrats hadn't dropped in a bunch of votes there, but they can't get away with it in Alaska. Now, I'm going to probably wait and talk about what my friend was doing, because we've got a couple of other things I want you to recognize that happened during this election cycle. Number one, Republicans won House seats. I don't know how many. Pelosi kept the gavel, but I would venture to tell you, if they dig deeply enough into some of these races, it might turn out that Pelosi loses the gavel. Who knows what the implications and the fallout's going to be once Donald Trump's team has introduced all this evidence that they have a voter fraud. I saw a thing where Project Veritas says they're about to upend this election with their stuff. If there is anybody who deserves some dollars, and I'm talking about serious dollars to mount to go after these campaigns, Project Veritas is it. I mean, I've seen millions of dollars get thrown at Charlie Kirk's organization, Turning Point. And look, you can put your money where you want. I don't care. Charlie says, I'm on all these campuses. I'm going to change the hearts and minds of all these students. I don't really see that happening. It's not, no offense against him, but that's a tough thing, tough hill to climb. I have an academic organization, educational organization called Seeking Educational Excellence, and we have had to retool multiple times because you can't go after academia in a classic way. In case you're starting to see our 1619 video, you've seen some spectacular work, and people are starting to throw money our way. But I'm going to tell you, Project Veritas, if James O'Keefe could get 5,000 operatives all over, plant them in big city Democrat machines, and document the cheating that goes on, we could upend this stuff in an instant. James, he's probably thanking me. I've said this in front of many well-heeled people, rich people. I've said, if you're going to give money the way you're giving it to some of these organizations that I've seen, I'm going to suggest you earmark some of it to James O'Keefe. Because Project Veritas is making it happen. Even Judicial Watch. I mean, they do a lot of data requests and things like that, and God love them. But Project Veritas is effective. They move the needle. Everything they do is something that we can put our fingers on. When we come back, I'll tell you about this Democrat friend of mine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Minneapolis City Charter requires that there be a police department and that it's funded and staffed based on population figures. That's not what happened when the city council moved $1.1 million from the police to the health department to fund violence interrupters who would mediate conflicts. Now, Minneapolis police cannot keep up with the violent crime in the area that is spiraling out of control. Police Chief Madaria Arredondo says they need help.
I have 74 people who are no longer alive in this city because they've been killed. I've got almost 500 people who've been shot and wounded in this city. We can talk about reimagining policing. I'm talking about what is necessary today in this city, and we need extra resources.
A helicopter with U.S.-led multinational force and observers in the Egyptian Sinai crashed on Thursday, killing 8 members of the peacekeeping force, including 6 Americans. The MFO protects 3,900 square miles in the Sinai. USA Radio News. Jeffrey Toobin has been fired by the New Yorker following an investigation into last month's incident in which he exposed himself and other improprieties on a work Zoom call. Toobin announced his dismissal in a tweet on Wednesday. A spokesman for the New Yorker also confirmed Toobin's firing to Variety. The spokesperson said, "As a result of our investigation, Jeffrey Toobin is no longer affiliated with the company." Russia has claimed on Wednesday its Sputnik V vaccine is 92% effective at preventing people from COVID-19. Russia also said the results were based on a small number of trials. Volunteers who had contracted COVID-19. On Monday, Pfizer said their shot, developed under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, is more than 90% effective. Russia registered their vaccine for public use in August, the first country to do so, ahead of the start of large-scale trials in September. Tonight's Thursday night football game pits Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts against the Titans in Music City, Tennessee. 8:20 p.m. Eastern is kickoff on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats cheat in elections. They cheat in all elections. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. I can tell you with 100% certainty that Democrats cheat in every election. And they use black folks to do it. And I want to relay to you a story of a friend of mine, a former Democrat, very intelligent woman. Now, this was back 2 decades ago. She lived, I won't even say the city because I don't want to share that, but she's going to share her story, and she's going to name drop even and give you some idea. And she says it's still going on to this day. But she was one of these young, wide-eyed, black females who believed that the Democratic Party did everything right. And she wasn't politically charged per se, but somehow she got recruited to help with a voter drive, if you want to call it that. And she relayed to me, she says, "Kevin, I got up at the butt crack." She goes, it was night when I arrived at my where I was working for the Democrats, and it was night when I finished. And she says the day of the election, she got up super early, went down to the area, you know, wherever they pick up their marching orders, and she said they were given money, $10 bills, but lots of them. And I'm just going to give you just some of it. She says we went in a van. She said, "I was with the alderman's son in this van, and we would drive to places you just really shouldn't go." She goes, "We went to barbershops, we went to drug dens, you name it. We told everybody there, if you come on this van with us and you go and you do what we tell you to do, when you get done, we will hand you a $10 bill. Now, this was 20 years ago, so for a crackhead, $10 is a lot. I mean, that's a couple of hits of on the pipe. So she says, we would load this van up, and we would put, you know, 15 people in it. We'd go to a voting precinct. We'd drop them off. They'd vote. She goes, when we drop them back to where they were, boom, 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 we hand out that money. She says, I would get a call and would say, hey, y'all need to head back over to the headquarters. And they'd give us a whole new set of locations. They'd give us a whole new set of marching orders. It didn't matter. She says, we picked up ballots, delivered them. We picked up ballots from other locations and delivered them back to headquarters. She goes, it was a sun up to sundown operation, and it was targeted in the black community. Churches, hair salons, you name it. And she said, what was funny about it is, she goes, I never even thought about what we were doing, that it was wrong in any way. When people were changing votes, she goes, our attitude about it was, this is for the greater good. It's okay that we change votes. It's okay that we manipulate. This is the greater good. So she says, we got this money. We're giving it out to these crackheads and prostitutes. All they got to do is come with us vote, and then they're back on the street. And, you know, some people wanted more. She goes, we accommodated. And I told her today, I said, I think they're doing Visa cards now. She said, that's exactly what's happening. But she says, Kevin, the level of orchestration would blow your mind. By the way, the alderman, the son of the alderman that she ran around with to help make all that happen, he ended up going to prison. He gets out and becomes an alderman. These stories can't get any more crazy. But here's what she said. She says, you know what I noticed? We were doing all the grunt work for somebody above us. I don't even know who. But we were doing the grunt work. And she says, I didn't even get paid. The crackheads were getting paid. We were just doing it for the greater good. She goes, that was what we were told. Look, guys, and she says, I always took all my deliveries to an older black woman. And she would be like, yeah, baby, bring them over here. And then she said, okay, now, Rodney or whatever, the main guy, Rodney wanted you to take those and y'all get to work on that. And she says, we did it with no question, undying loyalty to the Democratic Party. This was 5 years before she would later see what she did and become a Republican. But she says, Kevin, there were hundreds of us. So she says, at the end of the evening on election night, she says they threw a big party. But it wasn't catered. It was a bunch of people bringing food. She said, all of the people who won showed up and they thanked us. And she said, I felt so good. You know, we were in front of everybody, but she says when the lights went out and that was the end, she goes, I felt empty. She says those people did not call me to thank me. She goes, not in the newspaper did I see my name listed with these people that had gotten elected. And we, you know, she said, I would just a little thing that says, I would like to give special thanks to, you know, Joe Schmo or Jane Doe for all the help. She goes, nothing, no acknowledgement, nothing. She said, let me tell you how bad I felt. She said, I went to a bar and she goes, I was just sitting there going, this is it? But then there were people in the bar who were like, what's wrong with you? And she says, well, you know, we just won this election. And she explained her role. She goes, they started buying her drinks to thank her for her role in this ruse. But she says it was the most empty feeling she'd had in a long time. She said, and then she got to thinking about what she was doing and asking herself, how are we improving things? And here's what I told her. I said, here's the thing you got to understand is that they don't even need that role anymore. If they get away with this, they don't need that role. They will not need to go to black churches. There will be no need to get these white vans to load up a bunch of indigent or drug addicts in and take them to vote. They'll just steal your vote. They no longer need that. She goes, I was thinking about that. I said, today you would get paid. They would bring you 1,000 envelopes and tell you, mark all these ballots for Biden. We'll give you $2 $2 per. And you'd mark them. She goes, yep, I would have. She said, it took me 5 years to finally realize. And then she'll tell her story. But she said it took her 5 years to realize what the ruse was. She says, we're doing all this dirty work, which, oh, the guy that got sent to prison, he got sent to prison for voter fraud. She said, and here's what he said. He said, I shouldn't have been on those stupid phones. I told everybody, stop talking to me on these stupid phones. That's why Democrats use burner phones and those prepaid Visa cards more than anybody. That's where people are getting their money. It's insane. And she said to me, there was nothing you could have told me at the time that wouldn't have convinced me that I was doing the right thing. I was doing what I was supposed to do. She goes, I was down for the cause. Nothing you could have said. But 5 years later, she moved on her own. She reflected back on all the stuff that was being done, and she says, there's been no improvements. I ask her, I go, you know, I get it. I really do. And here's what the other thing I told her. I said, where we've got to work as conservatives is to figure out, why were you so dogmatic that the Democrats were right when everything around you proved otherwise? And she goes, I don't know. I go, that's what we got to tap into. But yeah, she was saying that she finally came to the realization that nothing was improving in the black community. We weren't getting great stores or malls or business opportunities. We still had the highest teenage pregnancy rates, the highest school dropout rates, high school and otherwise, and a host of other things. She goes, we weren't winning in any way. And here I was just out there, you know, doing my thing, you know, feeling like I was, she goes, I can't, she literally said, I can't tell you the feeling, the exhilaration you had when you had a certain number of people that you were bringing in on this petition, not petitions, but voter registration and things like that. And how many you had cheated to get. She goes, I didn't even think of it as cheating. It was just what I was supposed to do to win at all costs. I want to put you in the head of these people so you understand what you're dealing with. We got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots happening on the election front. Democrats had hoped that Trump would succumb, and they're going to try this embarrassment campaign. I mentioned it earlier. Because they think we're stupid. They think Trump's stupid. They underestimate us every time you turn around. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. And what they're going to learn is Donald Trump does not give in. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Georgia's already begun the official recount. I said I'd bring in the military. You guys heard me talk about this. I'd bring in the military. Other recounts are coming because other lawsuits are pending. I was talking to a friend of mine, former economics professor, started out his career at the University of Chicago. Brilliant man. I'm going to tell you, one of the top 10 economists in the world. 80 plus years old, still looks like he can ball. Hell of a basketball player. And one of my advisors. And we were having a conversation, and he said to me, we were talking about the situation with Trump, and I just asked him a very simple question because he was wondering about Biden's policies. But his real deal is, he says, Kevin, I don't think that guy will last 4 years. And then what about Kamala Harris? I said, you're exactly right. But I said, the good news is you're not going to have to worry about it, because no matter what the Democrats want to talk about with cheating, they got a real problem on their hands. I'm going to keep reminding you that 2008 Barack Obama was the barometer, the high water mark of what you thought was possible in an election. And the only presidential candidate who's blown through that is Donald Trump in 2020. So more of these are coming. And the Democrats can get out there and they got late night comics. Trevor Noah. By the way, if you ever see a Trevor Noah commercial and it even barely makes you have a wry smile, let me know. This guy is the least qualified person to be on TV. It's ridiculous. And here's what's sad. I got two buddies who are comedians, working comedians, and I keep telling them, write a show, let's get you guys on TV, and they won't do it. Both of them talented guys. I'm convinced people just want you to bring them, load them up and bring them to the party, and just have everything cooked before they want to do something. I don't get it, conservatives sometimes. These guys could blow the doors off of these late night hacks. And to be blunt, if I had the time, I'd do it. If I had a couple $1 million in the bank, you know what I'd do? I would just do a TV show. I'd do it on YouTube. I'd do it every day. And I would mock the other so-called late night comics. I'd mock them. People are going to start going to prison over voter fraud. I think it's already started to happen. I think in Texas, Governor Abbott has arrested 31 people. There'll be more. And I'm telling you, once the veil is removed back from this thing, and we see this grotesque, ugly bride that the Democrats have been sleeping with, it reminds me of the movie, I think it's called King Arthur, where the guy who wants to be king, he makes a deal with these very sexual, Jabba the Hutt-looking creatures, and he sacrifices his wives and his daughters to these creatures in the afterlife, so that he could become king. That, if there's not a bigger, better metaphor, if you will, for leftism, I can't think of one. Because that's it. No voter fraud is what the Democrats want us to believe. How could we possibly be looking into voter fraud? Because, as everybody knows, Joe Biden is undoubtedly the most popular presidential candidate who's ever run in history. And that's why he got so many votes. And I love that he's laying out his agenda. I saw a quick interview with him, and he's got that smile of his is so nasty. I have no other way to describe it. It's just nasty. Those cap teeth, those plugs in his head. He stands up there as if he wants you to believe that he's earned the vote. There was something they made a comment about Trump and the transition. He says, oh, they'll come around. With that little look on that little smile, that smile he probably gave to his daughter while he was taking showers with her. You know what I mean? That kind of smile. Those pedophile smiles. Boy, you got, as a conservative, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the good news. I'm going to give you the good news. You got to know, 71 million of us collectively got together, blew that number that Barack Obama had, and the Democrats have to think about that every day. That's legit. You can talk to me about a border wall. The majority of this country wants a border wall. You can talk to me about trade deals. The majority of this country likes the way Donald Trump was negotiating our trade deals. The majority of this country likes the direction that Donald Trump was taking this country in every single way. I mean, yeah, you can have some disagreements about things. I don't like the spending. I don't like all this COVID money. My company got some. We applied for it and we got it, and I'm glad we did, because it turns out we need it. At the time, I wasn't sure. But yes, we needed to make sure that I could keep my employees, and we kept every single one of them. But let me tell you, for the most part, everything Trump has done, we agree with. And we agree in numbers that they have no idea about. And 71 million people are looking at what about 60 million have done to try to steal this election. We are, I'm telling you, we are 10 plus million more than they are, if not more than that, to be honest with you. We will never know the depths of cheating that were done here. We won't know it. But here's what I'll tell you. There were at least 71 million votes for Trump. I'm going to bet you there's a couple million more, because they had people undoing, throwing ballots away, that kind of thing. Wouldn't surprise me if that's a couple million. And you can be guaranteed that Joe Biden didn't get over 62 million votes. I'm telling you, I believe if you had to put a gun to my head and say, Kevin, pick a number, I'd say 62 million max. Max. And if they said, how confident you are that it's under, if they legit gave me the legitimate numbers, I would say, I'm very confident. I would bet the house, bet the farm. So, yeah. If you look at my Twitter feed, and I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, everybody is talking about fraud and giving indications of fraud, talking about whistleblowers, other people that are going to be, you know, giving, essentially coming out and saying more about this. This is not over by a long shot. Now, when I made my initial video, I told everybody, I say, look, you always have to look at the worst case scenario. You'd be crazy not to. I looked at the worst case scenario in 2016. What if Hillary won? I knew she wouldn't, but it went through my brain. The reason why I started the black sphere and made it a sphere is because it's inside there contained all the possibilities. 360 degree from any direction, you could look at at a problem. And here's what's interesting about a problem. Pick a point on a sphere. There's another point equal and opposite to it. That's the beauty of it. It makes you have to contemplate and think and go, huh, what if? And if you play these scenarios out, if you do them the way I do them, you come to some very logical conclusions. And that's why I picked Trump in 2016. That's why I picked him in 2020. Now, that being said, Kevin, did you anticipate all the cheating? No, I didn't. I told you what my friend, the cop next door to me, says, Kev, that's what most worries me. And he was right. But I haven't lost. Haven't lost at all. I told you guys, the only reason why you would pick Joe Biden is you'd have to be crazy. Democrats picked Joe Biden, then they handpicked Kamala Harris because they picked two people that they could either sacrifice at the altar or completely control. Those are the reasons. I'm not wrong about these things. How they play out is a whole other issue. Now, the good news for us with Trump, Democrats picked the wrong dude, man. They poked the tiger. This guy's going to fight. And my Twitter feed is all about people saying, boy, the Democrats don't really understand what they've done. And I agree 1,000%. The Democrats have no clue what bag of cats they're about to let out of the bag, because Donald Trump is going to... I wish I were part of it so I could tell you guys more inside info.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.